Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the SE Report podcast for another week. The last SE Report for the week, for the season. Season 2019, almost done and dusted. Got myself, Nick, here. It's unfortunate we couldn't have the boys Wenin and JT to finish off the season, but work commitments have come calling. It's a bit hard to do a podcast from Mongolia, it would appear. So Wenin's been shipped off to Mongolia for a couple of weeks for work. So it's, as you would imagine, it's a little hard to do a podcast from Mongolia. So that's why you've got myself again on Wednesday night, unfortunately. We'll run through all the teams, matchups for this week, captains, etc. for the last round of the season. We've really been given a shit sandwich for teams this week. And for those people like myself who no longer have any trades left, we will be potentially struggling to put together a strong team for the last round of the year. Duffel Bag Boys ended up on 11.68 in the end last week. So we won our head-to-head semi against Joe Fitz, and we're into the granny against Carlos the Dwarf in the Young Legends Cup. We dropped 34 spots, and we're coming 827th overall. So still doing okay, still in the top 1,000. I think I might have finished in the top 1,000 once before. So we are hanging on by the skin of our teeth. We are in the top 1,000 by less than 50 points. So we really need a good outing this week with a decimated team to try and stay in there. Quick update on the other boys. Wenin scored an 11.20. He's coming 1,631st at the moment, so the boys have got a 160-point lead on him. And JT scored 11.61, and he's coming 15,881st. So had an absolute shocker. He's over 1,000 points behind Wenin and I, so absolute shocker last month or 6 weeks or so. Couple of quick other updates. Stolzy, who does the late mails, coming 356th overall. Carlos is coming 389th. Joe Fitz, 1400th. Who else have we got in here? Lakey, who does captains, 3790th. And then we mentioned JT, 15,881st. So a couple of boys are scoring very well and sort of locked into that top 1,000, and then a couple of the others like Semi and JT are really struggling so far this year. All right, Duffel Bag Boys, like we said, have been decimated by injuries. Let's run through the teams quickly. Thursday night we've got Rabbitohs and Roosters. No significant changes for the Rabbits, but for the Roosters, Boyd Cordner is back along with Cooper Cronk. So the big news is that Crichton is back to the bench and Tukiaho is out. Tedesco's named and is expected to play. So for those Crichton owners, I think you can't play him. If you're like myself, unless you don't have any other option, you can't play him coming off the bench there in that 17 jersey. Eels and Sea Eagles on Friday night. For the Eels, no significant Supercoach changes, a few shifts here and there, but nothing major. For Manly, obviously the biggest news of the week was the pec injury to Tommy Turbo. He's cooked for the season, so Brandon Elliott takes his spot. Kachevsky and Morgan Boyle are always out. So Tommy Turbo, most people have got him. If you've got trades left, you've got a couple of options there in Pappenhausen, RTS or potentially Widdop. I'd be going Pappenhausen. Just been in excellent form and plays the next match that we're going to talk about now, which is the Storm and the Cows, which is the late game Friday night. So for the Storm, Munster's out with that shoulder injury, so Brody Croft comes back into the side, meaning that Pappenhausen stays at fullback. Addo Carr's getting a rest, another one of the Duffel Bag Boys getting a rest, and Brandon Smith is also getting a rest. So big news there, Munster out, Pappenhausen holds his spot. For the Cowboys, Josh Maguire returns from suspension via the bench, nothing too major there. Raiders and Warriors early game Saturday. The Raiders have named an absolute debacle of a team. So CNK, Rapana, Soyola and Bateman are all getting rested. Simonson's into the side along with Oldfield and Sebastian Chris. Thank God I still own him. He's the one who's given me a full team this week, which is nice. Hudson Young will start and Erm Gula is added to the bench as well. Bateman out and Adokar out is not good for my centre wing. For the Warriors, Aishford replaces Hiku in the centres. CHT and Lassoni are also out. Nothing major there. Dogs and the Broncos here. Interesting matchup. Broncos need to win to make sure they make finals. They should be pretty clear-cut making the finals unless the Sharks and the Tigers draw somehow. But, you know, just to put it out of reach, Broncos need to win this game against the Dogs. So for the Dogs, DWZ is out with a knee injury and Hopper is back to fullback. A couple of other small changes there, but not relevant. And for the Broncos, Jake Turbin replaces O'Sullivan in the halves. Main news here is that Fifita stays in the starting team and is going to play big minutes again this week. Titans and Dragons, this game is completely irrelevant, aside from the fact that Cameron McInnes has broken his leg and Rhys Robson comes into hooker. Josh Kerr is named in the 17-man squad as well, so potentially some AE issues there. Tigers and Sharks is the big one of the weekend on Sunday afternoon. Umbai and Farah are in the 20 and the 21 jersey and could be late inclusions, which could impact on what role Madison plays. I think we're at the point in the season, though, where most people don't have the luxury of keeping Madison on their bench, so definitely play him. And for the Sharkies, SJ is an inclusion after potentially being expected to be out this week after that late withdrawal. Post-lockout for that game last week, he's in. Fecky is also in on the wing, and Matty Moylan's named in the 21 jersey. Unlikely to play, though, but you've got SJ there. You've got Fifita coming off the bench. You've got Nakora. You've got Cherry. Big game here. Big game out at Campbelltown. The last game of the regular season sees the Panthers take on the Knights. Wade Egan will start a hooker. Sione Katoa has dropped to the reserves, and Luai is done. Sione Katoa is out of the side, and Luai is pushed back to the bench. Viliama Kikau scored a try early on last week in a matchup against the Knights. You've got to play him. And for the Knights, Lachlan Fitzgibbon, after a pretty disappointing season, it's got to be said, returns to the starting side with Aiden Guerra shifting to the bench. Nothing major there. So the big news for the injury for the week, sorry, let's just recap. Tommy Turbo is out with the pec injury. So if you've got trades left, Pappenhausen, RTS and Widop are your options there for Tommy. Bateman's out. Bateman's been rested along with CNK and Rapana, but the main one is Bateman there. And Munster is out as well. But Cameron Smith has been named, Teddy has been named, and SJ surprisingly has been named, which people will be quite happy with because could have been a few people relying on him. All right, so let's see quickly how these changes impact the Duffel Bag Boys, and we are stuffed this week. We've got Munster, Bateman, Adokar, Trebojevic all out. We've got, we're going to have to play Fifita, we're going to have to play Sebastian Chris, we're going to have to play Nakora. I'm just looking, this is live podcasting here. Just looking at my side, and Angus Crichton has been given a green tick. So let's just have a quick look here and see what they have done. The Roosters and Orbison is out. There we go. Beautiful. Brett Morris and Orbison have been rested. So Crichton comes into the starting back row. That is excellent news. Excellent news for the Duffel Bag Boys. Angus Crichton starts. Orbison is gone. So right now, I will make a little change here and I will bring Crichton into the starting side. And that is done. Excellent. Live podcasting. How thrilling is this? All right. So, yes, we are missing Munster, Bateman, Adokar, Trebojevic. We've got Nuffs in Anderson, Dearden, Koalola Matadangi, who I picked up last week in place of Josh Kerr. And then Fifita will be our 18th man. He'll be the only living soul playing this week. So free shot at loophole, pretty much. So I'll be chucking the VC on Cameron Smith on Friday night, and I'll be chucking the captaincy on Payne Haas. At the moment, on Saturday, that's how it's looking, but that could just be a bit of a curveball there for Carlos in our head-to-head matchup, but that is how I have it shaping up at the moment. All right, let's just have a quick look at who people are trading out, and a lot of them make sense given it's the last week, at least last week of the season. Tommy Turbo, Bateman, Munster, McInnes, CNK, they won't play again this year. Nakora, SJ, Moses. I wouldn't be trading out Mitch Moses playing at Bankwest against Manly, hopefully. There's some attacking stats there for Moses. Jake Turbo, who's been very underwhelming, and then Marty Tapau. I would have thought people would have had bigger problems than trading out some of those boys who at least are playing this week. People are trading in, a lot of people trading in Pappenhausen, which makes sense. Pappenhausen and RTS are the top two traded in, which obviously is an indication of everyone who's selling Turbo. David Fifita, who's been in awesome form and definitely would recommend that pickup there. Nofo's been in great form lately as well. Few people picking up Caleb Ponga and Connor Watson for the Knights, hoping for a free-flowing game there against the Panthers. People still jumping on the Cameron Smith bandwagon, Benji Marshall, Croker. People still don't have Manu Ma'u, who is now 750k. That is a shitload to pay for any player. Any player, 750k. Manu Ma'u is the second highest priced player. Only Teddy at 854 is higher than Ma'u, then Payne Haas, Latrell, Cameron Smith. So Sean Johnson, sixth highest, right, there you go. So there is no way I would be paying 750k for Manu Ma'u, surely, unless you've just, for some reason, just got so much cash sitting there it's not funny. That's just a massive price to be paying for Manu Ma'u. Well, I think that just about wraps it up. I mean, the news is pretty stock standard this week. Turbo, Munster are both out. Bateman's out. Get on the boys to replace them. Pappenhausen's my number one pick for the week. I don't mind Widop. Coming up against the Titans could be a bit of a smoky. I like Nofaluma there in the centre wing. He got through a bunch of work last week and could do the same again this week. Captaincy, VC options. I mean, it's so hard to go past Teddy at the moment. Up against Souths on Thursday night. Could be a slightly lower scoring game. So potentially he's not an option. I think I'll definitely be considering him for the VC. Though I might end up going VC him and put whacking the C on Cameron Smith. The risk with Smithy, obviously, is that he gets an early shower if they're up big against the Cows, but he's been playing so well recently that by that point he could at least be on 80 or 90 points anyway. Some of the other short price favourites this weekend, well, Melbourne's the one at $1.17, Canberra's $1.28, but with Bateman and Co out, I don't see anyone of particular relevance from the Raiders being a VC or a C option. And Teddy's really the only other one, aside from Payne Haas. So Roosters, Para, Broncos are all $1.60. The Dragons, Titans, you've got Witt up there potentially if you're a bit of a betting man. Maybe JT might go Witt up. And then Penrith and the Sharks are both about $1.75 favourites. So those games could be a bit tighter than we imagine. You know, potentially maybe a Ponga in the very last game of the season if you just want to let it ride all the way through to Sunday. But I think Teddy and Cameron Smith are the two to look at. All right, guys, again, like we said, sorry we couldn't bring you the full team for the last couple of weeks of the season, but we did what we could, and the solo podcast will be back again on Sunday night, hopefully celebrating with a few rums after a victorious 2019 campaign and a big league win, over Carlos. Until then, good luck.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.